This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Normal? Yeah, sprayed it. So he sprayed it. But some of the wheat survived, so startled farmers sent samples of the renegade wheat to a laboratory, which confirmed something that should have been impossible. The wheat was a genetically engineered variety that had never been approved to be grown in the U.S. nor anywhere else in the world. It was Franken wheat. And guess where it came from? Your friend Monsanto. New York Times said the agricultural department said the wheat was of a type developed by Monsanto to be resistant to the herbicide Roundup, also known as glyphosate. Such wheat was field tested in 16 states, including Oregon, from 1998 through 2005, but Monsanto dropped the project before the wheat was ever approved for commercial planting. The department said it is not known yet whether any of the wheat got into the food supply or into grain shipments. Even if it did, officials said, it would pose no threat to health. The Food and Drug Administration reviewed the wheat and found no safety problems with it in 2004. Are you, feel safe? But returning to New York Times as quoted in Grist, still the mere presence of the genetically modified plant could cause some countries to turn away exports of American wheat, especially if any traces of the unapproved grain were found in shipments. About 8.1 billion in American wheat was exported in 2012, representing nearly half of the total 17.9 billion crop, according to U.S. Wheat Associates, which promotes American wheat abroad. About 90% of Oregon's wheat crop is exported. And there's more on that. You can find it at grist.org news, illegal Monsanto GMO wheat found in Oregon. And the thing is, this means that American wheat and especially Oregon wheat is being tested all over the world. Wherever it has been shipped, it is being tested for Franken wheat. And of course, it's going to be in there. I mean, there's no way it's not. Think about it. This stuff was never made commercially available because, well, I don't know. It doesn't say, but looking at the other GMO wheat and its effects, I'd say it probably makes animals sick that eat it. Safe, huh? Wonder why it wasn't approved. And so that is contaminating. I mean, how would it get in the middle of this guy's wheat crop after, let's see, how long has it been since 2005? It's been 8 years. 8 years since it was never approved. And it's only there? No. That's not physically possible, and everyone who buys American wheat in bulk knows that. So, yeah, I'm not, I would say have a look at American wheat prices today and see where they go. I'll bet they go way down. Now, back to the march against Monsanto. This is what I would like to talk about today. We have an hour today, and I want to talk about Monsanto, and I want to talk about war in the Middle East, war against Syria, and these two are related, and I want to explain why. The march against Monsanto was really huge. It was millions, and it kind of came out of a viral campaign. It was very much Occupy flavor, and I'm sure a lot of occupiers were involved. Where is the U.S. left when it comes to war against Syria? Now, I know philosophically people are opposed to it. I think a lot of people understand that both sides are pretty nasty, and there's probably nothing that the United States armaments can do that will actually help anything. And it's a really sad situation. You got Al-Qaeda on one side and Syria, Assad on the other side. Syria, who we used to render people to, who the secret police in America used to render people to be tortured. Hard eaters on one side, torturers on the other. And there's some big developments on that, and it's a dangerous situation right now. I'll get into that in a minute, but first, more about Monsanto. This from Alternet by Alex Kane. Millions join march against Monsanto. He writes, maybe you heard about protests versus... No, I wrote. Maybe you heard about protests versus Monsanto, and maybe you didn't, but the corporate media tended to portray the global protests as if it were a merely small local action or two or three, but Alternet writes, the global day of protest against the giant corporation Monsanto was a major success. This past Saturday, demonstrators took to the streets in more than 50 countries for a march against Monsanto. The protests were aimed at highlighting Monsanto's destructive business practices like the making of genetically modified seeds. Demonstrators in the U.S. called for the labeling of genetically modified organisms. Protest organizers say that genetically modified food can lead to cancer and birth defects. The Facebook call for protests against the corporation sparked massive demonstrations that saw about 2 million people show up. Raw Story notes about 436 cities witnessed Monsanto protests. That's a lot, huh? Number to call with your comments about anti-war and the left, about Monsanto and the left, about what is possible. 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. And as I was saying, we have an hour. We have until 10 a.m. almost to talk about this today. Returning to the article by Alex Kane in Alternet, quoting Tammy Cannell, Utah-based activist who organized the campaign, "It was empowering and inspiring to see so many people from different walks of life put aside their differences and come together today." She told that to the Chicago Sun-Times. She said, "We will continue until Monsanto complies with consumer demand. They are poisoning our children, poisoning our planet. If we don't act, who's going to?" Alternet's April Short recently highlighted five of the most horrifying business practices Monsanto is engaged in. These include the making of toxic chemicals like Agent Orange. Yeah, that was a Monsanto product for the U.S. military, which killed and maimed hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, and pesticides that have been linked to diseases. Short also noted that Monsanto has become a monopoly in the U.S. that has contributed to putting farmers out of work. Monsanto. And I heard a reference to Vladimir Putin getting mad about Monsanto and tried on a search engine to find something about it. Putin, Monsanto, didn't work for me. Putin bees, didn't work for me. Abejas, Putin abejas, found it in Spanish. This from Rebellion. According to the minutes released today in the Kremlin, I guess that would be yesterday, by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin was so incensed by the refusal of President Obama to discuss the serious matter of Monsanto and nicotinoid poisoning of bees, he held up a meeting with John Kerry for 3 hours. Now, this is, you don't do this unless you're really, really mad and you're ready to create an international incident. Kerry had traveled to Moscow on a diplomatic meeting mission, and Putin eventually saw him after putting Kerry on ice for 3 hours. Ho, ho, ho. That's a slap. That's a big old slap in the face, and it's over Monsanto. In the center of the dispute, they write, between Russia and the U.S., as reported by the Russians, is the indisputable evidence that a type of neuroactive insecticides associated with nicotine, known as the nicotinoids, are destroying the bee population of our planet. And that, if unchecked, it can destroy our global capacity to grow enough food to feed its population. And I agree with Vladimir Putin. That's something to get really extremely angry about. And Monsanto should be shut down now. I mean, that's all. There's nothing more to say about Monsanto. They are criminals. They need to be absolutely stopped at every point. If you work for Monsanto, quit. If you know me personally, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you work for Monsanto and you know me personally and you just need to make your rent. Stop making your rent that way. I mean, stop. I'm calling on Monsanto employees to quit en masse. I'm calling for Monsanto to be arrested. And then there's Syngenta. Along with other biotech giants like Monsanto, Bayer, DuPont, Dow, currently control about 100% of the global pesticide market. They're killing the world, killing the bees first. So the number to call, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. I haven't even gotten into Syria. Serious, not trying to make a pun, serious situation with Syria, and it has to do with these Russian S-300 missiles, but I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to talk to Kenny first. Hi.
Hey, Trish. Yeah, you kind of just took the words out of my mouth there with the we need to shut them down. I think this march was a good thing, but I don't think we just need to be calling for labeling GMOs. We need to just shut them down altogether. I mean, it's just a crime what's going on. And then you got the head of FDA, who used to be the lawyer for Monsanto, who went back and forth, worked for Monsanto, went back to FDA, went to Monsanto again. He's the one who wrote the laws for the approving of the seeds. And so he lets them go through. They don't do no testing on these seeds. I mean, and I'm so glad to hear that Putin did that standoff thing with Kerry there.
Yeah, had to have been three tense hours.
Yeah, and of course you probably won't hear about that on the news.
It absolutely was not. I couldn't find it on an English search, so either Google was keeping it out of their search, or it's just not particularly present in the U.S. press. But I did find it in La Rebellion.
Right.
El Rebellion? Yeah. That's how bad my Spanish is.
Great.
Rebellion.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much thing going on right now with the our corporations taking over the government here. There's just so much crime going on. It's mind-boggling.
Well, really. You know, however you feel about capitalism, you know how I feel about it, but most people don't feel as extremely as I do about it. But it's completely out of control when you have these revolving door appointments, and there's just no... I mean, there's been this attitude since Reagan, growing since Reagan and really before that, but especially with the election of Ronald Reagan, that we're just not going to enforce anything versus large corporations. And this is what happens. You wipe out the bee population of the planet. And man, it is being wiped out. It's dropping like 35% every year. It's horrible.
I wouldn't doubt if Monsanto almost wants that to happen. This way we have to depend on their food. If you think about it, if the bees are killed off, they could just make their own seeds there. Sure.
They'll make pollen spraying machines, you know, and we'll have we don't have to have bees. We'll have little electronic bees going out with Monsanto pollen.
Monsanto frankenfoods, you know. It's just crazy, man.
Yeah,
we
need to be stopped. Stop and cold. I'm thinking Lysistrata. Are you familiar with the Roman play Lysistrata? Who wrote that? Heck, now that I said the word, I wish I remember who wrote it. But it's a famous play, and in the play, the women of the town won't do it with the men because they keep going to war, and they stop the war by withholding sex. No sex for Monsanto, I say.
Jeez. Yeah, we need a little more, a little drastic than that, but yeah, I agree. They definitely need to be stopped. The sooner the better, and Michael Taylor needs to be arrested along with a bunch of our senators and whatnot. Do you know what's the latest on the Monsanto Protection Act thing? Did that go through? Because I heard Senate was holding it up. I'm not sure.
I thought that it had passed, and I'm sorry that I don't have a direct answer on that. I want to go now to talking about the other crisis, one of the other crises, of course. Of course, there's always the climate crisis, and it's all connected, but now I want to talk about... this business with the S-300 missiles. And I thank you very much for calling. The number to call 503-231-8187. If you want to talk about either issue or about the connection that I'm trying to make, that there needs to be massive and coordinated protests. And I think another connection I want to make is I was mentioning that it was Facebook that brought people together worldwide. Well, maybe Facebook can bring people together worldwide or something like it, to stop this new Middle Eastern war that is blowing up between the U.S. and Israel and Syria and Iran and other actors, Hezbollah, very dangerous. Now, here's what the latest possible spark of this is. It's these S-300 missiles that are being delivered to Syria. There was a large Russian aircraft landed in Syria last couple of days, and Assad is saying now he has S-300 missiles, now, which is a very potent thing for him to say, because these missiles, they're not like U.S. missiles in the sense that they're kind of sealed units. You do have to have the equipment and the know-how to operate them, but they're much easier to operate than U.S. missiles. I was going to say standalone, that ain't quite true, but they can be set up really quickly. They're very advanced. They're very fast. They're much faster than any U.S. or Israeli planes. They can shoot down missiles. They're sort of like Patriot missiles in that sense. They're huge. They cost more than $1 million, even with the Russian discount. You know, I mean, these are expensive missiles, but if Assad has a plane load of them already, that's kind of starting to be a game changer. And if Israel wants to be able to attack Assad, then Assad can't have those missiles. So if, as Israel is saying, Assad is lying and the missiles are on their way, then they may get bombed. If they're on a Russian transport, I don't need to tell you just how bad that can be. If they're on a ship or something, there is talk of a Russian ship coming. This from Jason Deitz, antiwar.com. Israel's longstanding habit of making bellicose threats in the face of neighbors, potentially acquiring defensive weapons, has reached a new level today. With Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon, threatening to attack Russian ships in the Mediterranean if they attempt to deliver anti-aircraft weapons to Syria. Russia has a longstanding contract with Syria to provide anti-aircraft defense systems. Departing from the text, I think it goes back to 2010. And they're paid. And the Assad government, he writes, is keen to get those shipments completed in the wake of repeated Israeli airstrikes against them. The Russian S-300 system, the best the Russian government sells, is seen as being able to foil Israeli attacks. Israel has struggled to justify its opposition to the deliveries, making ridiculous predictions of a dystopian future in which the whole region is a no-fly zone because Syria is attacking random planes for no reason. Syria's a... that kind of reminds me of a certain Iranian plane that was attacked for apparently no reason. Syria's existing arsenal would be able to do this at any rate, and it doesn't. The obvious reason for acquiring the S-300 is to stop the Israeli attacks. And that's also the obvious reason for Israeli opposition. It's just not likely to convince the Russians. A similar round of Israeli rhetoric, Jason writes, was seen over several years related to Iran, with Israeli officials first claiming they had super-secret electronics that would render all S-300s useless worldwide and render Russian airspace defenseless. Then they later revised that claim and insisted those defensive weapons were an existential threat to Israel, and that didn't work either. They threatened massive retaliatory arms sales to Russia's enemies. There's a lot going on, but, you know, the... these S-300s, that's the big deal today, and it really is a big deal. Number to call, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. Question, can we organize against the widening of this war? Catherine is on the air.
Hi, Teresa, and all your listeners. Back to Monsanto, the despicable, horrible, evil Monsanto. One thing we could do in Portland, especially because we're kind of on the cutting edge of being green, we could ask our state to subsidize our organic farmers here. And really, I think we should do that all
how,
over.
How to subsidize? You mean what, with tax breaks?
Well, more than that. I mean, yeah, tax breaks would be a great start.
Well, they hand those out pretty readily to Nike. I remember the special legislative session just to kiss Nike's huge, shiny corporate butt.
They don't need it.
No,
we need it for food for survival.
I've been going out to bushes outside where I work, listening for the bees. I haven't been hearing bees, and kind of makes me choke a little bit to say that.
Yeah, well, I have a big cherry tree, and it's been a little early for the bees. They've hated all this rain, but I really think we should work on small farms, and even backyard farms should be tax broken. And braked and subsidized.
Given a tax break, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, okay, that's my message. And to get rid of Monsanto any way we could.
Yeah, it's a criminal organization. I just say they need to be shut down, period. That's it.
All the farmers they've sued and ruined their business, it's heartbreaking.
Well, all the people around the world who've committed suicide because Monsanto broke them.
God. I know, they're so evil. Okay, Teresa, thanks for your great show.
Thanks for calling. Number to call, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187, talking about this spreading point of conflict over the S-300 missiles. Al Jazeera has something on it. Syria's opposition will not participate in proposed international peace talks in Geneva next month, its leader has said. George Sabra, head of the Syrian National Coalition, on Thursday said the opposition was suspending their participation until the international community intervened to end the siege in Qusair, a town in Homs province near the Lebanese border, and departing from the text, a place where they're losing badly and about to lose their entire struggle. But Pam is on the air. Number to call, 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Teresa. Thanks. I am so glad you're on for a whole hour today.
Thank you.
I'm calling as a beekeeper. And I heard that one thing I heard mentioned during the recent budget hearings for the city is that because Parks Department frontline real workers were being cut and can't take care of the parks on a proper schedule, that at the end, by fall or whenever they get around to it, they have to spray our glyphosate Roundup more.
Isn't it amazing how that's been normalized? I mean, that is poisonous stuff,
and
we spray it everywhere.
We are urban beekeepers on a very small scale. I don't agree with the large scale folks, but that's another deal. And hopefully, I mean, we had hoped that that we wouldn't be subject to overspray, as very often you are out in the country. Even if you have an organic CSA, for instance, your bees are subject to overspray.
Well, yeah.
And but if, you know, a lot of our bees, especially, we live near the cut up in North Portland, and a lot of our bees, they're going to forage in all those blackberry bushes. Well, you know, we have this war on blackberries around here. I mean, a real war, and they aren't, you know, dug up by hand. They're sprayed. So,
well, you know, Pam, these are very important things to consider. And when I say that I'm down on capitalism, what a lot of people hear is a distant echo of capitalism versus Leninism. I am not a Leninist. I just want to say I am an anarcho-syndicalist. And what that means is that instead of having these wretched totalitarian hierarchies where you have one person getting 1,000 times what their workers get, workers, and instead of respecting individuals with their dignity as equals, we have these, you know, we have capitalism.
Yeah.
And what
exactly
we can have instead is cooperativism.
Yeah, thank you. That's absolutely true. Well, I'm calling you as, you know, somebody who's totally against war, and I think you know me, so you know that I am.
So what do you think?
Being
I mean,
a pacifist,
what's,
does not mean that I don't get angry.
Well, what's a good way to get everyone to agree, as they did with the Facebook campaign about Monsanto? I mean, that caught fire. So how are we going to do that to stop this war?
Well, for one thing, and it's only a first step, but it's a pretty big one and an important one. I think that move to amend a 28th Amendment would be a damn good thing. Something that says artificial bodies are not people, are not individual people.
Right on.
And and the other, of course, that money does not belong in politics. Money is not speech. The other thing is, if you go back and look at the Supreme Court decisions since the 1800s, since the early 1800s, not just 1886, but since 1819, Brown versus the Board of Education and Roe v. Wade are very, very rare. Almost all of those decisions have been made in favor of
corporations
and wealthy. So, we're talking about a scale here, you know, units of scale. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion, which sometime maybe we'll be able to have, and with people that can talk a lot better than me, too. So thanks a lot. I'll get off now, and I love you. Absolutely.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. Thanks for calling very much. Number call, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. Now, returning to this article from Al Jazeera about the situation in Syria, and let me frame it again, S-300 missiles may have arrived. They are game changers. They may have arrived in Syria. Syria is absolutely defeating the rebels. They're about to get bombed out of Qusair. S-300 missiles means that Israel and the U.S. cannot effectively intervene to prevent this, or if they do, they will pay a very high price with their planes and missiles being shot down. Returning to the article, Khalid Saleh, the rebel spokesperson, addressed a news conference after Sabra said civilians in the town had been severely wounded and Qusair had been completely cut off by forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Civilians have no access to water, electricity, and the massacre continues minute by minute while the Assad regime continues to use weapons it receives from allies, he said. That means Russia and Iran. He said UN and Arab League should intervene to stop the killings that the Lebanese group Hezbollah, he says, is responsible for. And this is another thing. Hezbollah, as you may know, effectively runs a huge portion of Lebanon, and what they say goes. And they are in there big time and very committed. This war is blowing up fast. And it's not, I don't think it's being covered to the extent of its severity in the U.S. press. I think, on the contrary, we're all being kind of lulled. And that's very, very dangerous, and I want to stop it. Number to call, 503-231-8187. And before I go to Roger, I just want to thank my engineer who knows how ADD I am and repeats the name several times, because that's the only way I'm going to get it. Thank you. Most excellent. One of a string of excellent engineers. What you got to say, Roger?
Well, Teresa, I wanted to suggest, is there a way to find out if eating gluten free would be one way to avoid GM wheat?
Okay, well, I guess there's a way to find out, and that's to do some research, which, you know, fortunately we live in the internet age, and that can be done. So I'd say enter those search terms into your favorite search engine and see what you can get.
Well, I'm not online, but would that be a good question to ask?
Well, of course,
David,
it's always a good
David
question.
David Naiman on Monday?
Why not? But,
Dr.
well,
David
I.
David Naiman?
Why not? Ask a doctor. You know, gluten, the gluten issue has to do with the way wheat has been hybridized and the way it is commercially grown. So there is an intersection with the issue that it is corporate wheat, which has so over-proteinized and so overwhelmed our, what do you call it? Okay, I'm going to get into medical stuff that I don't know. It has overwhelmed our bodies to the point that we have an inflammatory response to it. So I eat far less gluten than I used to. I watch it. You know, I'm very aware now. You know, and it took me, like a lot of people, it took me a while to actually change my diet because I was very casual about it. And now when I look at something that's got, you know, wheat in it, I think, okay, it's got that excessive wheat gluten that comes from U.S. hybridized wheat. And I better not eat very much of that or it's going to hurt me. And it really does. And, of course, you know, as I was just saying earlier, we now know that some of that wheat has illegal banned Franken wheat in it. There's no way that it doesn't. There's no way that little patch in Oregon was the only one, because things just don't spread that way.
Well,
it's not physically possible. So, yeah, there's a connection. And maybe you can cut down on the amount of GMO by cutting down on wheat gluten. I mean, at least Franken wheat gluten.
Well, thank you for helping me understand.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good luck. Number to call, 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187. The Al Jazeera article says that the rebels' announcement to boycott the talks came only hours after Assad said Syria would respond to any Israeli attack on its soil. In an interview to be aired today by Al-Manar, owned by Hezbollah, Assad said he already has received the first shipment of an advanced S-300 Russian missile system and would soon get the rest. Departing from the text, that may have been that Russian transport plane. And this is a situation that is worth looking at in its details. If he has those S-300s ready to fire, and they can be made ready to fire very quickly, that changes the game. And if those things are anywhere where Israel can bomb them, I can pretty much guarantee Israel will bomb them, because that'll be that in terms of, well, getting their way with Syria by bombing them. Number to call, 503-231-8187. And Ken is on the air.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
You're going to hate me for this, but I recently came across an article on the web, and I can't resource it for you. It was about a beekeeper in Illinois, and he had been a beekeeper for decades. And some inspector from the agriculture department, I mean, it was state, county, or whatever, I don't know, came and seized his bees because he had several of his hives had suffered from collapse, you know, the colony collapse.
Yes.
But some hadn't. And the guy was keeping meticulous records about these bees that hadn't been killed.
Well, this is, as I was saying, this is the internet age, so it's possible that that information can be dug up.
Yeah, but the point I was going to make was that they assumed that the collapse was caused by the spray you had mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
And these bees that survived evidently had evolved to the point where they were resistant to whatever it was killing the other. The Department of Agriculture, whoever it was, came and seized his records and seized these bees illegally, and he can't recover them.
Wow, that's so bizarre, isn't it?
Isn't it bizarre? And okay, so the other thing I wanted to mention, if I may, is that if you recall, Israel did a sneak attack on what they said was a nuclear power plant in Syria.
Oh yes, I remember it. I remember looking at the satellite photos and thinking to myself, if that's a nuclear power plant, where is the logistics for it? Where is the
right
power supply? Where is the cooling? It's not there.
Exactly. But anyway, the point I wanted to make about that is that the Israel Air Force managed to disable the Syrian air defense mechanism.
Well, that seems to be true, because they seem to be able to go in there and just blow up what they want.
Which is just amazing. I mean, I haven't read any place since then how they were able to do that. So the point is that when you mention these S-300s, I don't know that they might be the game changer you think they are. I mean, clearly it's dangerous, but I'm just saying that...
Well, that's a good point. I mean, and I have read information to that effect, saying that S-300s are no good because Israel has figured them out. That could be true. I don't know.
Also
true that the factory in Russia that makes them continually updates them. So
sure.
I don't know. I mean, but, you know, if they function, heck yeah. And Israel obviously thinks that they are a game changer because they said that they'd blow up a Russian ship supplying them, which is a hell of a thing to say.
Well, I think they also said that they said to Syria that we're going to be free to strike you at any place, and if you retaliate at all, we're going to take you out, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if this is worth mentioning either, but you're familiar with the Project for a New American Century.
Yes.
And the paper they wrote, which is Securing the Realm, which was for the first Netanyahu administration. And in there, in the original, in any event, I believe they laid out what countries had to be taken out, and